Okay, I Wanna Know is our new feature that tries to get to the bottom of those quirky questions you've always wanted to ask but didn't know where to start. This week, we head to a Hyde Park street and it's Silent Stone Guardians. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhardt and this is Okay, I Wanna Know. Kelly Dobos wants to know about a couple of decorations at Erie Avenue and Brentwood.
There's two kind of little winged creatures atop a pedestal and I do a lot of running and walking, so I see them on my trips outside. I surmise if there was something, maybe a entrance to a development or something at some point. They're very odd and unique, so I have no idea. I can't seem to find anything on the internet about them.
They're gargoyles, and they're traditionally meant to scare away evil spirits. They're also not original to the columns they sit atop, and that's where the story begins. Tim Shermang moved to Hyde Park about 10 years ago. He first noticed the pillars at Erie and Anderson with street names as he walked around the neighborhood. Soon, he learned there were four more pillars.
So when this part of the neighborhood was built back in the 1910s, the developer, William Harmon, decided to add sort of a luxury addition to the neighborhood by installing at all of the intersections along Erie.
He found ads in the Cincinnati Inquirer of the day.
You know, come out, pick your lot, look at how attractive this development is, look at these brick piers with decorative planters and things on top, just as a way to try to make the neighborhood special.
There are pictures of the columns, but they aren't topped by gargoyles. So where did they come from? Shermang talked to the owner of the house on the southeast corner of Erie and Brentwood, Doug Brown.
He got this theme rolling back around the year 2000. His pillar was in a state of disrepair. Once he had sort of refurbished it a little bit, decided obviously this thing needs some sort of topper.
Shermang says Brown found a gargoyle with a broken wing at a store on Vine Street downtown. He fixed the wing and installed it. About a year later, Mike Bodie bought the house kitty corner across the street.
And I had actually noticed that the Doug across the street had a gargoyle on his pillar, and so I decided to get my own gargoyle, and I put the gargoyle up there, and it was up there for about a year.
Bodie says the matching gargoyle didn't last long. Someone stole it.
I'm not sure who did it, and they still haven't told me this day, but I think one of my buddies or friends grabbed that one that night and took it off there. So, like a good soldier, I found another gargoyle, and I brought it back home, and I actually cemented it into the pillar so nobody could take it out.
Bodie also painted it, so if you look and notice they don't match, that's why. There were originally 14 columns along Erie, only five are left. Shermang says photos in the University of Cincinnati's Digital Resource Library show all of them standing in the 1930s.
No one that I've been able to find has any recollection of when any of them were torn down. You know, we've narrowed it down to somewhere between 1935 and 1990.
Shermang and others want to preserve those five and bring the rest back.
Fortunately, the actual locations where the nine used to be, basically all of them are still open. There aren't, you know, buildings or other things in the way. So we can actually put these back if we can just get our act together and raise a couple dollars.
Shermang says it's also a matter of getting city permits and property owners' buy-in. He says there hasn't been a discussion of what will be on top of the replacement pillars, but he suspects gargoyles will be a leading candidate. He's hoping to get a couple of pillars rebuilt this year. If you have a question for us, go to wvxu.org/okiwannaknow. Bill Reinhardt, 91.7 WVXU.